Happy Holidays. This is Your Path with Bishop Mark from Dallas Universal Life Church in Dallas, Texas. Absolutely no Grinches allowed. Forget what you think you know about church and Christmas.
God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace to you from God. Be seated, please. The final Advent color is purple and marks the last week of Advent as we anticipate the birth of our Savior. This final candle, also known as the Angel's Candle, signifies love. It reminds us of the angel's message, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we light the fourth candle of this Advent wreath, we are reminded of your boundless love. May the light of this candle shine forth as a symbol of the love you have shown us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Fill our hearts with your love and help us to love one another as you have loved us. Amen. The Christ candle represents the light that the Son brought into the world when he was born a little baby, God in the flesh. This was the very light of God come into the world. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. May the light of Christ fill you with joy and peace. Amen. Let us pray. Light of life, you came in flesh, born into human pain and joy, and gave us power to be your children. Grant us faith, O Christ, to see your presence among us, so that all of creation may sing new songs of gladness and walk in the way of peace. Amen. All rise, please. Let us confess our sins. Merciful God, we have sinned in what we have thought and said, in the wrong we have done, and the good we have not done. We have sinned in ignorance. We have sinned in weakness. We have sinned through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry. We repent and turn to you. Forgive us for our Savior Christ's sake. Give you our lives to the glory of your name. Amen. Through the cross of Christ, God have mercy on you, pardon you, and set you free. Know that you are forgiven and be at peace. God strengthen you in all goodness and keep you in life eternal. Amen. Let's pray the way that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Do not let us fall into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," graciously grant this humble church peace and unity, if it is your will. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other a no contact sign of peace. Peace be with you, and peace be with you. Let us profess our creed. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven, the universe, and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, light of light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, being one with the Father, by whom all things were made. He came down from heaven for our salvation. He was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and made man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered greatly, died, and was buried. He ascended into hell. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, whose kingdom shall have no end. He has come again in glory to judge both the living and the dead. We believe that our ongoing journey following the path he laid for us will lead us to his eternal embrace. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken and speaks through the prophets. We believe in the sacred coalition of Christian and apostolic churches, who together rightly praise and glorify him. We acknowledge holy Christian baptism for forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world and universe to come. Amen. Be seated, please.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied exaltation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments old in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, and a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Great will be his authority, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from the time forward, onward, and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The Lord, word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter to Titus. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impurity and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us for all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To the highest name above.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea. To the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place in the guest room. Now, in that same region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has been taking place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them. The true gospel of the Lord. Praise the Lord, the word, the light. Okay, be seated, please. I say good evening to you. Merry Christmas Eve. That's what you say now, Merry Christmas. That's coming. God's voice thunders in marvelous ways. He does great things beyond our understanding. Job chapter 37, verse 5. My brothers and sisters, welcome and Merry Christmas Eve. I have a question for you. Do you hear God's voice this Christmas Eve? I confess that I've often heard voices in the night, from the occasional couch surfer talking in his sleep, to the barking of pups as they dream away. In the still of Christmas night, a small infant voice also softly pierced the air, coming from a stable somewhere inside Bethlehem. I doubt if it woke anyone up or even spooked the animals in the barn, for that matter. No one was really listening for it either, except the young couple, Mary and Joseph, whose lives had radically changed in the past few months. It was the voice of a newborn baby, and that voice undoubtedly brought tears of joy to his parents' eyes. But even more marvelous to us, that baby's voice was more than the voice of Mary and Joseph's firstborn son. It was the voice of God himself. What a contrast that voice was to the word of God before us this evening. God's voice thunders in marvelous ways. A baby's cry. Who would have thought it? For God had never, ever talked that way before. In fact, when we go back to the Old Testament, there were so many other times when he actually did thunder from heaven, and his thundering filled people with fear. We think of when God confronted Adam and later Cain after he had murdered his brother Abel. God spoke, and there was fear. We think of the flood, the universal destruction of all living things except for Noah, his family, and the life he carried in the ark. Then there was both thunder and lightning and torrential rain as God judged the world for their sins. We think of the thundering power in God's voice as Psalm 46 tells us, he lifts his voice and the earth melts. But in all the Old Testament, we especially think of when God descended in a fiery cloud to the top of Mount Sinai to give the Ten Commandments. We usually think that Moses went up the mountain and got the Ten Commandments from God. That's true, and he eventually did, but when God first gave the Ten Commandments, his voice spoke them directly from heaven to the people of Israel below. There was fire, there was lightning, the earth shook, and the archangel was blasting his trumpet. God's voice spoke the Ten Commandments, and the Bible tells us that even Moses, to say nothing of everyone else, was quaking with fear. But that's what God's voice in his message of the law is like, and it fills us with fear. Job found that out. You remember how Job had suffered disaster after disaster and endured more personal tragedy, than any in all of us here combined. That happened to a righteous believer, a devout believer in the one true God. Job had three friends who showed up to comfort him, but ended up accusing him of committing some secret, unspeakable sin that caused God's wrath to fall upon him. But in defending himself, Job did slip into sin. He came to the conclusion that God was unjust, and he, because he had led such a good life, didn't deserve any of the evil that was happening to him. He dug in his heels and accused God of being unfair. Job's friend, Elihu, who spoke the word of our text, tried to warn him that God's ways and power are far beyond man's, and it isn't wise to accuse him of wrongdoing. Job stood firm in his self-righteousness. Then God himself showed up to speak with Job. One chapter after the text I read a moment ago from Job, a thunderstorm rolls in, and God was in the storm. He called Job on the carpet and demanded repentance, for he had sinned. Would you have liked to have been Job? But we all are Job. For God still thunders through his voice of the law, calling each of us on the carpet to give an account of our life and to repent for our sins. Can we stand before him? He has commanded us to be holy, and we are not. He has commanded that we love him with our whole heart and soul and mind, and love our neighbor more than we love ourselves, and we have not. And often, like Job, we think God owes us. We think God mistreats us. In our hearts, we accuse him of dealing unfairly with us. And in sinful pride, we believe we haven't deserved any of it. Will God show up again in an answer to our sins? But here, my friends, is the marvel of Christmas. God did show up on earth in answer to our sins. God's answer, however, was not merely to thunder, but to thunder in marvelous ways and do great things beyond our understanding. Though God has every right to crush us in his marvelous way of doing things, he sent his own Son to rescue us from our sins and give us an everlasting life of singing with the Christmas angels. The angel messenger sent to the shepherds of Bethlehem startled them with his presence, but his voice spoke that God wanted the world to hear. Do not be afraid. I bring good tidings of great joy that for all people, to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. He is Christ the Lord. The voices of the heavenly choir were loud as they sang, but from the manger in Bethlehem, as the tiny baby Jesus cried for the first time, God's voice thundered in the most marvelous way. Mary and Joseph must have smiled, but Satan and all hell must have turned stiff and froze while they first heard Christ's infant voice, for they heard thunder. By sending his Son into the world, God was doing something great beyond our understanding and beyond the power of hell to stop. Born in such humility, many are blessed with the gift of children, and all the modern conveniences newborns are surrounded with, heart monitors and sterile blankets and heating lamps. But God's Son was born in a barn. Don't make no mistake, this baby was God's answer to our problem of sin. He was God's champion sent from heaven to battle for our souls and free us from death. And Jesus Christ did just that. He lived holy in our place. The voice of the Father rang out twice from heaven during Jesus' ministry, saying, "This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Jesus grew up to use his holy voice to teach us the truth of God. He grew up to use his voice to call to the world, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He grew up to invite the world, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And people did not quake with fear when God's Son spoke. But on that day, when the earth grew dark and shook again, just as at Sinai, the voice of the Son of God thundered as it had never before, when from the cross Jesus cried out in triumph, "It is finished." He was born to die for the sins of the world, for your sins and for mine. And by his death, he crushed the power of sin, the power of death, the power of hell itself. He did that not for himself, but for us. God's voice thunders in marvelous ways, and he does great things beyond our understanding. Through Jesus, God turns guilt into forgiveness. Through Jesus, God turns curse into blessing. Through Jesus, God turns death into life. Because of this baby, God's voice no longer thunders, "You are guilty," but rather, "You are forgiven." An unshakable decree. To you who believe in Jesus, God's voice no longer threatens as it did to Adam, "You shall surely die," but rather promises, "Whoever lives and believes in me will never die." To you who believe in Jesus, the world's Savior, the voice of the judge on Judgment Day will never say, "Depart from me," but rather, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, enter into the eternal joy of your Lord." Many new parents are reminded again that it is only the voice of mom or dad that can best settle a baby down and make them feel secure. As well-intentioned and loving as church members and relatives are, even grandparents, a child is really only truly comforted by the soothing voice of their parents. Do you hear God's voice this Christmas Eve? Do you understand what he's saying to you? It's the voice of your Father who says peace through his angels. It's the voice of your brother, your Savior, come from heaven to comfort you and promise you his help. As one of our Christmas hymns says, softly from his lowly manger, Jesus calls one and all. You are safe from danger. Children from the sins that hurt you, you are freed. All you need, I will surely give you. Do you hear God's voice this Christmas Eve? Smile. Do not be afraid. That weak, infant cry of Mary's Son is really God's thundering in a marvelous way. It is the voice of your eternal salvation. It may not be what we would expect, and it may not even be what much of the world believes. This is the way God does things. It is a great thing, and you who believe it are truly blessed. Amen. We give thanks. With the angels of heaven, we proclaim your glory, O God, as the radiance of your presence lights up the heavens. We pray for enlightenment for your church on behalf of the whole world. For the church, that our hearts may be an authentic dwelling place for God, and thus enable us to bring God's presence to all whom we encounter. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For listening heart, that our hearts may be stilled and quieted so that we may hear the word of God as it comes to us in word, people, and experience each day. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For hope in the face of fear, that God's faithfulness will free and strengthen us from every bondage and limit that our fears invoke. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all who are isolated and alone, particularly those who are homebound or in nursing homes, that Christ may fill their emptiness and open our hearts to reach out to them. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all who are traveling, that God will protect them from harm, keep their travel proceeding smoothly, and help them have good and safe visits with the family and friends. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all who are away from home, particularly members of the military and relief workers, that God will keep them safe, help them fulfill their duties, and bring them home quickly. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For an end to the COVID pandemic, that God will heal the sick, strengthen the caregivers, and guide the distribution and administration of the vaccines. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all who are ill, especially for Mark Thornton and Eric Johnston, that God will heal them in body, mind, and spirit, restore them so they can be a blessing to others, and share fully in the life of the community. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all who have died, especially for Scott English, that their souls be at peace in his eternal embrace, and those left behind will receive the blessing of our Father's presence to comfort them. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We bring you all personal intercessions in the silence of our thoughts. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. Grant that through our prayers our lives may radiate the presence of Christ to all who dwell on earth, for he is our Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Some days I can't seem to find a reason to trust that there is more. More than the pain of this world, more than the fear in my heart. Just when it seems hope is gone, the sunrise reveals your awesome glory. There is no shadow, no fear. Let me stand in your wonderful light. You are my highest hope. Your glory I love to see. All who are thirsty, come. The mountains flowing and free. You are my rest. You are my peace. You are the hope for all who believe. Faithful and true, King of all kings, you always will be my highest hope. When I forget you are there, I hear your voice in a quiet moment. You whisper peace to my soul. Your promises fill up my days. You are my highest hope. Your glory I love to see. All who are thirsty, come. The mountains flowing and free. You are my rest. You are my peace. You are the hope. For all who believe, faithful and true, King of all kings, you always will be my highest hope. Come to the table of blessing, enter his courts with praise. Goodness and mercy will surely follow me all my days. You are my highest hope. Your glory I love to see. All who are thirsty, come. The fountain flowing and free. You are my rest. You are my peace. You are the hope for all who believe, faithful and true, King of all kings, you always will be my highest hope. You are my rest, you are my peace, you are the hope for all who believe, faithful and true, King of all kings, you always will be my highest hope.
Let us pray. Ever faithful God, through prophets and angels, you promised to raise up a holy child who would establish a household of peace and justice. Open our hearts to receive your Son, that we may open our doors to welcome all people as sisters and brothers and establish your household in our time. Amen. Be seated, please. It is time for everybody's favorite part of the service. That's right, the announcements. Gotcha. All right, let's run through these quickly. I know it's late, so let's get through these and enjoy the rest of our Christmas. Pray at DallasULC.com. Pray at DallasULC.com or DallasULC.com and go to prayer request. Let's get up here. I can see it. Click on request for prayer. If you have a prayer request, that's where you're going to do it. That's an email address, or you can just simply go to DallasULC.com. You can remain anonymous. You can give us your name. We pray every day here at Dallas Roots Life Church. You can ask your prayers to be said during our daily prayers or our prayers during intercession during Sunday. Again, you can remain anonymous or give us your name. Just send us an email, pray at DallasULC.com. compliments, concerns, suggestions, complaints. Very simple, very self-explanatory here, folks. Another email address coming up. It's feedback@dallasulc.com, or simply go to dallasulc.com and click on Contact Us. You know, you can make a difference. We are all volunteers here at this church. None of us take a salary, not even myself. And the only way we survive is by donations from people out there in Podcastville, Podcastville, YouTube land, and the world, and of course some tithes from our congregants here. And we could really use your help. If you believe in this message of this newborn child who is sent to save us from our sins, if you believe in the message of a God who is all-loving, all-forgiving, and all-welcoming, please consider making a donation to Dallas Universal Life Church. We're trying to get the true meaning of Christianity back into the world, to where it belongs, and squash some of these fake definitions that are out there. And we could use your help. So simply go to DallasULC.com and click on Donate. All of your donations to Dallas Universal Life Church are tax-deductible, which is kind of nice. The tax season's coming up. So please, help us out here, folks. Now, it always happens whenever I talk about money here, which I'm not very good at, I always get somebody coming to me, Bishop, I love the church. I want to help, but I'm broke. I don't have any money. I can't give you anything. Well, you can give us something. Give us your time. You can volunteer here at Dallas Universal Life Church. We all volunteer here, even myself. That's what we all do. We're a volunteer church. So you go to DallasULC.com, click on Volunteer. There you'll find a list of the volunteer positions we have available. If you don't like one there, that's okay. Come on in. I've got plenty of work for you to do. Trust me, I'll find something for you to do. Either call our office, come see me. We'll get you set up, okay? Volunteer. It's a great way to meet your congregants and get to know people a little better and to enjoy your church. Okay. Why are we showing this? Why are we washing our hands? Right. How long do you have to wash your hands for?
20 seconds.
At least 20 seconds soap and water washing your hands. Folks, this thing is still out there. This pandemic is still out there. We're still in the pandemic. So please wash your hands. Soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Dry them. Use hand sanitizer if you can. Get your vaccines, get your boosters. Please, folks. Use social distancing if you need to and wear a mask if you feel uncomfortable. Please. Let's stop this. Merry Christmas.
Are you looking for open and honest discussions about faith, life, religion, love, society, God, and so much more? Are you looking for someone to pray with, someone to listen, someone to offer honest advice, someone who cares? We have the perfect place for all of those things, and you can do it all from your laptop or smartphone. Welcome to the new era of Christian prayer, discussion, learning, and support in an ever-changing world. This is Your Path Live with Bishop Mark, brought to you by the Pastor Sean Condren Office TV Network. Every Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m., 5:30 Central Time, Bishop Mark goes live around the world, and everyone is welcome to join and even participate in the discussions and prayer. Your Path Live with BishopMark.online.church. It's that simple. Just type that into your browser and join Bishop Mark, and maybe even go live yourself and talk one-on-one with the bishop. Come check out Your Path Live with Bishop Mark, brought to you by the Pastor Sean Condren Office TV Network, this Wednesday at 6:35:30 Central. It's simple. Just go to Your Path Live with BishopMark.online.church and enjoy.
Okay. So, what we're talking about here is we have a new live show, The Bishop's Serving, and that's it. Just explained it all right there. Wednesdays at 5:30 Central, just go to your browser and type in Your Path Live with Bishop Mark .online.church and come and join us. We have a live prayer. It's a live for about an hour show, and you can call in, talk about whatever you want to. If you want us to pray with you, whatever, and we'll have a topic we're talking about that day, please check it out. I really appreciate it. Now, if you want to also check us out, the Pastor Sean Condren Office of the Television Network, who we've been on for a while now, they invited us to have our own channel there, Channel 8 on the Pastor Sean Condren Television Network. All you have to do is go to It's on here. PSCOTVNetwork.org. PSCOTVNetwork.org. Look for Channel 8. That's going to be Dallas Region Life Church 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, broadcasting to you right there. And Wednesdays live at the other address I told you about. Please come check us out, okay? All right. I think that's pretty self-explanatory there. We do this every year. New Year's Eve is next Sunday. New Year's Eve next Sunday. That's okay. New Year's Eve next Sunday at, look, we'll have regular service at 3 o'clock. So come for that and just stick around because we'll have the New Year's Eve festivities. Doors will close at 11 o'clock. If you don't make it to service, please make sure, or if you leave after service, please make sure you're back here by 11 o'clock. Doors will close and then we'll be open until 6 a.m. So we do have a lockdown. During that time, we'll have a champagne toast at midnight. And some fellowship and some refreshments. And then at sunrise, about 7:30, we'll have a sunrise prayer service and then breakfast cooked by yours truly, which I cook every year for everybody, the breakfast of the bishop. So please come check us out for New Year's Eve. That's next Sunday, folks, already. I mean, I won't see you again until then. So next Sunday. And guess what? We made it through the announcements, through the service. And I can put my little funny hat back on, and we get to say a prayer and get out of here. Let me do that first. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
First midnight service. There it is, right at the right time. Oops, I did that wrong. There you go, dismissal committee. Okay, please rise for our dismissal. Go to be the gift of another needs, sharing God's blessings of love and grace, running to tell the story you heard from the shepherds. Go to be the comfort which can swaddle others, sharing Jesus' compassion with the poor and needy, welcoming the holiness offered by the most vulnerable you meet. Go to kindle the lives around you, share the Spirit's peace with all the broken, learning the language of hope from the children in our midst, that today is God's moment, the day when all people will be blessed. Amen. May the blessing of Almighty God the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Go down in peace to love and serve God. Amen. We go in the name of Christ.
For a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on